I'll read just a little bit because we're over time as usual. We're going to be reading from chapter 5 of Giovanni Arrighi's, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emanuel Wallerstein's Anti-Systemic Movements. Chapter 5 is 1968, The Great Rehearsal. There have only been two world revolutions. One took place in 1848. The second took place in 1968. Both were historic failures. Both transformed the world. The fact that both were unplanned and therefore in a profound sense spontaneous explains both facts, the fact that they failed and the fact that they transformed the world. I'm thinking we should think more about that. This week, let's do that. Let's think more about that. The fact that they were spontaneous and unplanned explains why they failed and why they transformed the world. Let's think more on that. And as with everything we do on this show, let's think more on that with a purpose toward what is the implication of that statement. Let's just assume it's so for a moment, for the purpose of our mental exercise. Let's assume it's so. What are the implications of that for our strategic planning? For getting to what we want, for getting to the future we want, for organizing a global movement to unseat power, to move beyond rule, class, a system of rule and class. How, if so, what are the implications for the nature of a successful movement to achieve our ends? Let's think on that.